Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. It's BG Live Day for the BG Day. BG Live is tonight. We are at the BG Live pre-party. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Miller Lite Specials. This food looks serious here.
It's good
by
food.
By the way. Yeah,
good
like,
food.
You,
eats,
you can
good
tell,
eats.
You know?
Justin's here.
Justin's always here. And joining us now for BG Day, former BG teammate, and I'm sorry, man, you're a podcaster now. You're not a former player. Chris Long joins us. How's it feel to be one of us, podcaster guy?
Man, you guys had it harder than I thought. This is not as easy as it looks.
Well, you seem to be doing a pretty good job at it, brother. Doing a great job at it.
I appreciate it. I'm hanging in, man. You know, this time of year, it's nice to have a BG day because there's not much to talk about, is there, in the NFL some of these days. But
learning that too.
But it's been good. Thank you.
Chris, you only played here a couple years, but you do feel like – when I think now I'm in Philadelphia, but I think about Chris Long, I was like, that guy's an Eagle. Like, definitely an Eagle. Like, what do you think it is about you and about the town that, like, sort of connected in a way that you are remembered here and you identify with the place as if you were here longer than you were?
Well, a couple things. I mean, it's hard to fake loving a place the way I just love Philly. Like, from the minute we pulled up, it's also right place, right time, too, you know? There's a number of us on that team that are going to be remembered a great deal for our contribution to the Eagles, and they might have been small contributions or they might have been quick stops. You know, there's a lot of legendary Eagles that I look back on and think are way more Eagles than I am. But, you know, I was just lucky enough to be there for a couple of years when things were going well. And we just had a special team, man. You know, I think back, you know, I was just looking at the team last year, winning the whole thing, and you know, people ask us who's the better team, and to me it's not even a conversation. Like, that team was so talented this year, it made a lot of sense that they went out and won the Super Bowl. And you know, you think back to our team, and you know, I don't know if I would have been able to call that. It was just such a magical ride, and it all came together, and it was about the people, man. And I think also I was just so lucky. It's one of the biggest privileges of my life to be able to share that experience with people who have been waiting a lot longer than I had. You know, I had been waiting to be on a winning team before I went to New England the year prior for, you know, 8-9 years of my career, and now I'm getting a chance to win, and it felt like an eternity. But for Eagles fans to wait that long to win a Super Bowl, right, haven't seen all those amazing players, guys that were way better than us and way more Eagles than we were just lucky to be there, right place, right time. And I love the city, and for me, you know, 8 years in St. Louis, we don't have a team there anymore, so naturally, I think I needed a home base, and it's not like I tried to make it my home base. It just kind of became the home base for me and my family.
Chris, you also did some great things. I don't want this to go unnoticed, or people just may not remember because we're far removed from it. But besides what you did on the field contributing, you were also impactful and significant off the field during that time. We're talking about social injustice going on during that time. You certainly supported that cause arm in arm with your teammates. Also, what you did with charities locally, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you played a year where you donated every game check. Like, you may have played a year for free, right?
Yeah, I did, man. And you know how this is, man. Yeah. I mean, money
That's
drives
awesome.
You to a certain – well, thank you so much. And money drives you to a certain extent. Like, certainly there was very early in my career, like, getting drafted, old CBA, being top five, that sort of thing. Like, you know, I worked really hard for that. And when I came on the scene, my mind quickly shifted to, like, cementing a legacy, trying to be the best I can be on the field. Like, it wasn't really about the money for me. I was extremely blessed and fortunate to be, you know, one of the guys that got paid early, and then I got my second contract, you know, played really well in St. Louis and got my second contract. And then to me, I'm like, listen, how much money did I really show up to this thing trying to make in my life? You know, like I'm not playing for money at this point. I'm playing for fulfillment, a chance to win. And that's why I always took less money later in my career, those two opportunities I had when I finally got to free agency at 31 years old. You know, it was all about handicapping, getting a chance to play somewhere that was going to give me the best chance to win. And that's why I went to New England. And then once I won a Super Bowl, it was like, okay, now I'm really playing with house money, where I've fed my family, I've provided for my family, I have a ring. I want to go somewhere and have fun and play the style of football that I'm accustomed to playing in a 4-3, pin your ears back, attack, play physical. And what I quickly found, you know, when I showed up was not only, hey, there were a lot of real conversations going on that I was involved in, but also it's just a city that, like, it's a magnetic place where you want to do good for the city, and you want to pay it forward, and you want to meet the fans halfway on that stuff. I mean, for me, I kind of went back and forth on, do I want to publicize playing for free, giving up my game checks, because I didn't want to be the look at me guy. But, you know, I was able to donate my salary, and the fans in Philly, and this is what's so cool about it, who had just met me, you know, they decided to meet me halfway and double our investment in educational equity. And, you know, we're still working hard in that space. And I like to think it kind of started, you know, officially in Philly. And so I'm just so appreciative of the opportunity to do that, and also the fans kind of getting behind it and making it, you know, I wouldn't have been real excited about it if it was just me donating my money. But we turned it into a fundraising opportunity, and fans doubled our investment. So it was a no-brainer doing it. And it kind of was one of those things where I wasn't sure that I wanted to play anymore. It was like I was getting to that point in my career where I was like, well, let me give myself something to really motivate myself just in case I show up and I don't love football anymore. Because, you know, every summer is different when you get in your 30s. You're like, I don't know what it's going to be like. So, you know, I showed up to camp and fell in love with the place and was able to donate the salary. And it was just a magical year, man.
Former Eagle Chris Long with us. This is we're in May. Did you hear that? This is just May.
Yeah, it doesn't matter when it is. Yeah.
So, Brandon Graham, you know, what do you remember about BG just as a teammate?
One of the best teammates I ever had. And, like, still one of those people, you know, I called him, like, maybe 10 days ago just to check in, and he pick up the phone, second, third ring, whatever it is. Like, he's just the same guy. Like, he doesn't change. He's had a lot of success in the 6 or so years. I can't believe it, since we stopped playing on the same team. And just watching him and guys like Kelsey and, like, just enjoy this elevated level of fame and notoriety and success. They don't change, which is so cool. And that's why I think, like, Philly loves BG, is because he's the same guy. Like, he's always the same guy. He was the same guy every day when he showed up to work. Consistently joyful, consistently brought the positive energy. You know, like, even when he was talking trash to people, which he's well known for, like, there was a tinge of, like, I'm having fun, you know, and guys would be like, I don't know how to take this guy, you know, like, he's kind of funny, but he's telling me he's going to run me over. And that was just the kind of guy he was. And, man, like, my favorite thing, like, if somebody's always like, hey, what's the thing you remember most about BG? I remember that he used to put his pads on and his football pants on, like, at 7 a.m. Like, we'd have an afternoon practice, and, you know, guys get in at 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m., get breakfast, film, tape. You've got meetings for hours before we go out. We're going to be in the lunchroom, the whole thing. Most guys get, you know, dressed for practice an hour before practice. This dude was dressed like it was the first tryout of his life for Pee Wee football. Sitting in his locker, eating, of course, at 7 a.m. with some big breakfast, and he's got all his pads on already. And we're like, BG, what are you doing, bro? But, like, he was not only just a quirky, funny dude, but he was just a great teammate. And in my experience, like, if there was no BG, there was no Chris Long those couple years. And, like, and for me, I was a small part of the story, but it's a huge part of my life playing in Philly, and I don't have that experience if it's not for BG saying, hey, I'll kick inside because I know you can rush the edge real well. Even at my age, you know, I was a left end, and, you know, so is BG, but BG's a really good inside rusher as well. So BG was willing to kind of be the team guy and move around for, you know, a veteran who came in, and I'm a good player in my own right, but you know, a lot of guys might not want to do that. And, you know, it wasn't just BG, like playing next to Fletch was amazing. Like, those guys were all just unselfish people, and BG was second to none. The only time me and BG ever got into it in my entire life, I tell this story a lot, was when we were arguing over who had to rush over Tyron Smith in Dallas. we both wanted to rush over the right tackle, and there was a key moment in the game late where we were both lined up over the right tackle, and it kind of turned into a chicken situation where it was like, are we really, when the ball snapped, both going to be over here? Like, and at the very last minute, I think it was BG or maybe it was me, I just sprinted over and got a rush in on Tyron Smith, but that was the only time we ever kind of like argued over anything. He was just that kind of teammate, and we laugh about that to this day, like two guys standing over, you know, Aaron Steele or whoever it was. But that's how good Tyron Smith was. And BG was a great teammate, man. Just moved up and down the line to accommodate whoever it was. And he was a great football player because he really could do a couple jobs on the defensive line. Like, and what I loved about his game was, you know, he might not have been the guy who was going to lead the league in sacks, you know, but he was the guy that was going to get consistent pass rush wherever he lined up, and he was going to get consistent negatives in the run game. You know, he was one of the most disruptive run players I ever played with. And yeah, he's very strong, but he's really crafty. And obviously great energy. And like, there's nothing I respect more than a guy playing late into his 30s, right? Like, it's the hardest league in the world to play in as you age. And he found a way to play, honestly, some of his best ball down the stretch this last season. I think the game he got hurt in, the Rams game, he was playing the best game I've seen him play since we played together, I thought. Yeah. And he's played some good ball. So just went out on top, was able to battle back, play in the Super Bowl. Like, what a legend, man. I mean, he's just one of a kind.
Chris, I think sometimes, right, we play the game and we play the game because we love the game. And fans, you know, they watch us play and they all wish they could be in that position and playing as long as anybody could ever play. But talk about playing this game when you do get into your 30s and the motivation you have to have. I know when I turned 32, 33, I was already thinking about radio. I was like, man, guys. But for him, and even you played long in your career. I mean, to be a defensive lineman and still have the energy and the drive to want to do it. I'm not so sure he doesn't still think he can play, Chris. Hey, he may still, in the back of his mind, feel like, I got another year in me at least.
But we got to talk to BG and say, hey, man, like, even the great ones give it up at some point. But,
right.
But, like, you know, it is hard. I retired
at 34. Demand. Yeah, the physical demand on your body.
Yes, it is a big demand. And you know, like, I don't know, everybody's body changes different times in the NFL. Like, you know,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I hard laid my 20s 2 years in a row, and I lost a couple steps. And, you know, I could still play at a high level, but I wasn't going to be the guy I was anymore. And you know, there's a learning curve to where you have to tailor your game to the current set of circumstances. And a lot of that is dictated by what do you have. And, like, BG's game aged really well because he played with power. Right? Like, we all play with power. Like, I play with power, but, like, BG had great leverage, played with power, played with technique. So his game was able to age, like, well into his late 30s, like 36 or whatever he is now.
Yeah.
You know, and having experience, like, playing 33 to retiring at 34, like, I think I could have gone a few more years, but it's not easy day to day. And BG, to actually go out and do it, there'd be days I'd be sitting there on a Wednesday, like, just with my feet kicked up, like, man, I'm glad I'm not doing a Wednesday practice right now. And I would think about BG and his old ass. And I'd be like, dude, I cannot believe he's out there right now. He's probably got his football pants, you know, he's probably got his football pants on at 7 in the morning, you know, with a smile on his face and hyping the young guys up. And you know, like, you need vets. And I don't know that they... I mean, obviously, he contributed on the field. But they definitely don't win a Super Bowl without that veteran in the D-line room. Because the D-line room turned out to be a real showcase spot for them this year. And there were a lot of young guys on that group and guys that needed development and needed to understand how to rush together, how to play together, how to be pros. And when you looked at that room, there weren't a lot of vets. So he did some heavy lifting, man, to be able to get those guys where they needed to be. And so not only the physical part of it, you know, waking up every day, being in pain, you know, waking up every day, knowing you're not fast anymore, knowing you might have lost a step, knowing that, like, hey, everything hurts. But then there's also the, like, in the midst of all that, to be able to bring the energy and the juice and the leadership as your snaps are getting cut into, as you're having to deal with the politics upstairs. And I don't mean, like, I'm talking about just, like, NFL politics where, you know, there's younger players that want to push them along, you know, the whole thing. So you got to be patient. You have to have a great attitude. And you have to take care of your body and be a hard worker and be a technician. And he's all those things.
Well, we can confirm. Coach Sirianni, about less than an hour ago, we had him on. And he told the same 7 a.m. fully dressed BG story. Still went on this past year. So in his 15th season, he was still doing it.
There's no fixing BG, bro. It's too late.
All right, Chris. Well, we appreciate you. Congratulations on your transition over to one of us as a podcaster.
I'm trying. Thank you. I'm still working on it. But I appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for joining us,
Thank
bro.
You. There he is. Thanks, Chris. There he is, Chris Long. That was great, man.
That was great. And like you said, played here a short time, but was a fan favorite.
Yep. We'll always be an Eagle. Eagle to us. He didn't play for any other team. you know, I moved into my new house this past Thursday. And, man, this weekend I found out why I called Guida for new windows.
Uh-oh.
They're not in yet, right? It takes a little while for them to come in. You could hear my dogs barking three blocks away with the old windows.
You're talking about your feet?
No, my actual dogs. I was four houses down, and I was like, is that
pretty
them?
Good. Not bad, right?
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. But you can't hear my feet. Yeah.
You'd find a way.
All right. I called Guida because I needed new windows and a new front door, and I'm getting them, and I'm going to be thrilled with them. I know I am. I know I've been super happy with the process. It's springtime, and that's when you start, you know, getting the jobs you've been putting off. Now's the time to call Guida. They're going to give you 20% off, like, literally everything. Every expertly installed replacement window, 20% off. Every door. So it's a insulated front door. It's a sliding patio door. I got both of those. Maybe you need a garage door. Guida's going to hook you up there. You can start your project without any money, no money out of pocket, no money down, and you can have up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. This is great. Not only are you not going to be able to hear your dogs barking from three houses down, but your energy bills are going to go down. The value of your home is going to go up. It's awesome. There are restrictions, and this is a limited time. So what you got to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA, and they will explain to you all of the details. Then you can get a no-obligation free in-home estimate, or just go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. By the way, on Chris Long, too, you can hear just when you're talking to him, it's working with you. Now, I listen to you, Ike. Now, I listen to players who have moved over to media and just sort of like, he is sort of natural in his ability to talk about things. Yep. You know what I mean? Like, you can hear why he's been successful doing it, because he tells stories in a great way, you know, Chris yep. Long does. And he is. He's an Eagle. So, sorry you played in St. Louis, but you're an Eagle for him. 215-592-9494. Bob in Florida, you're on WIP on BG Day. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys. By the way, just a great interview with Chris. He absolutely killed that interview, so that was really enjoyable to listen to. Two words come to mind when I think of Brandon Graham, and they are disruptive and relentless. And yeah. I remember the first time I laid eyes on him, he was playing against Ohio State, nationally televised game. He was a sophomore, I believe. And he was unblockable, and he just created havoc in that game. And I said, God, I'd love that guy to be an Eagle one day. And he reminded me a ton of a guy by the name of Alan Page, who's in the Hall of Fame. So, anyhow, I
just
kind of
bring
that out at you.
Wow.
Maybe you pass a comment on that.
It's part of the Purple People Eaters.
Yeah, man.
It's Carl Eller, Alan Page.
Fran Tarkenton?
No, he's on the team. That's the other side of the ball. People
he's
eaters,
worst.
He's a quarterback. Do you think he'd be one of the people eaters?
I know. I'm just making
a joke. He's on the defense. Yes, Elliot, you can't hear the show. No.
Yeah. We're talking about you, Elliot. Look at how low those pants are. The guy's almost 40.
I know.
Yeah.
And they're like kind of tight, too.
Yeah. He's almost 40.
Yep.
Sorry, Bob.
Pull your pants up.
Yeah. Sorry, Bob.
All good, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob. Elliot took over our conversation. No, they're too tight.
No worries.
They're 100% too tight.
Obviously, you know, if you look at Alan.
People aren't doing that anymore. Sorry, Bob.
Sorry, Bob. Hold on. Elliot's pants are too tight. Everyone's talking about it.
How do you get that phone in there?
Continue,
dude, I know,
Bob.
I know. They're low riding,
too. Yeah. Well, the iPhone's going to crack.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob.
Skin tight.
Sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, if you looked at Alan Page physically, I mean, there's some similarities. He was undersized to a certain degree, but just with a relentless motor and a football intelligence. And, you know, you can have your college combines and who runs fastest 40 and all that nonsense. Your eyes don't lie when you see great football players. Brandon Graham was a great football player in college. He was a little unlucky with injuries, and he turned out to be a great professional.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
That's all I got, guys.
All right. That's
thank you, Bob.
Enough.
Yeah, it's perfect.
You don't get a player, especially that's not a quarterback.
Yes.
To play as long as BG played and for the same team.
It's crazy.
Now, Calais Campbell, he's going to play 20 years, but he's also played for 9 teams.
Yeah. Right.
Right? So
still good.
It's that. Well,
it's ish.
He still gets in the way.
For 30 seconds.
6'9". Yeah. But. So BG did something that was rare. And I agree. I think his second half of his career was better than his first half of his career.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Almost like Kelce.
Yes.
Like Kelce's second half of his career is much better than his first half of his career.
He made All-Pro every single year after 2016. That's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when it took off. Yeah.
He didn't make one before it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you look up, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, and the fact that BG got through the injury stuff. I mean, like, you look at the knee, and I've brought this up before, but microfracture isn't a thing that's usually a last resort. It doesn't work.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They're just trying something. And for him to get through that and then play another 13 years afterwards.
Well, he tore his Achilles.
Yes, 3 years.
Five years ago.
It was 2020, yeah. Right?
It's amazing, especially prior to 2016. And we asked Howie this last week. But there had to be some moments in those first 3 or 4 years where they were saying, do we cut bait and just move on?
Right.
right? Like, because maybe, I guess, in the last year of his deal, he played a little bit better and they decided to bring him back. But there had to be some conversations as to whether or not you want to keep Brandon Graham here. Man, it was the best decision they've made with him and Jason Kelce. Best decisions they've ever made outside of drafting Jalen Hurts.
And Howie not leaving when he was put in the broom closet.
Well, that too.
Well, that's one of the what-if, the yes. great what-ifs of all time.
Yep.
Jack, top five. Now, Merrill Reese joins us. If you missed anything
Uncle
today,
Merrill.
It's been a great day on WIP.
A lot of good interviews today.
A lot of great interviews. The best ones on this show, but a lot of great interviews today. You can go on the free Odyssey app or subscribe to the Afternoon Show podcast. We had Coach Doug Peterson at 3. We had Nick Sirianni at 4, and then Chris Long at 4:30. Merrill joins us at 5:30, but the top 5 of 5 is next. Mm-hmm. Jack, what do we have for the top 5 of 5?
Well, it was going to be the biggest plays, best plays in Eagles history.
But now it's just Elliott's pants.
Now it's just about Elliott's pants.
Yeah, the 5 things Elliott can't fit in his pants.
Like, they're so tight.
Yes.
They're so tight.
Yep.
And we're talking about the one thing. Never mind. But no, what I have for you, legitimately, it's time to rank the 5 best plays in my lifetime in Eagles history properly.
There we go.
The 5 best plays overall, not just BG plays.
Not just BG plays.
Okay.
BG plays.
Where's the dagger? All right. We are, we're the Great American Pub in Phoenixville. BG Live pre-party brought to you by Miller Lite. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.